So we'd like to open it up to questions, if there's any questions.
Hi, Galexis.
Hello.
I think this is, I love all the workshops, but I think this is the most interesting one I've ever sat in. It's raised a couple of questions for me.
All right.
First of all, for the last few months, in my left ear, I have a tone, two tones that go back and forth all the time. I wonder if that's some sort of spiritual awakening, or is it a physical problem?
All right. It's a little bit of both.
Oh, okay.
All right. It's mostly physical. It means that you're detoxing some limitations are getting worked on.
Okay.
All right. That's the physical side of it. There is an emotional side to it, which is that it's calling you to listen to yourself more, to be more integrous in your awareness of who you are.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So that's a message. And that is a message ultimately from home.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So in that sense, it's higher. But we would not say that that the level of these sounds is at this time going beyond the astral plane. They're, in a sense, between the physical and the astral right now.
I see. It sounds like a flute. It just goes back between these two different notes. It's been like this for a few months, so it's... Okay, so I got the message there.
But do you notice that when you're just listening to it, that there's a certain, what you might say, almost a sense of spiritual security with it? Can you sense a certain peace with it? Because
recognize
that this is also indicative that you're not alone. It's a message to listen to yourself, but it's also a message that you're being taken care of.
Yeah, we've talked about this for a while. I am feeling a sense more of security and guidance and love more than ever before. And when things have looked bleak, they didn't turn bleak. They turned around.
Yes.
And so that I know that I'm being, you know, watched and cared for by you and other guides out there and other masters. And so I am experiencing more love, which... brings me another question, and the question is, I have been connecting with women, and I've noticed every one of them have had some sort of anger, and sometimes I trigger it. It's a very interesting thing. Does it mean I need to do more work with the goddess? Because I know that I need to do, you know, more work in that area, and I think it has to do with the goddess.
All right, well... Under what situations does this anger arise?
I've been doing a lot of online dating, and it's, as you know, I'm doing some TV writing now, and it's been a great fodder for comedy. Just an example, several of the women that I've dated all have parrots and small dogs. And most recently, there was a gal that has a parrot and a small... And I told her this as a joke, and she says, well, I have a parrot and a small dog. And the other ladies had not only had parrots and small dogs, but also had their thyroids removed. So I said to her, do you have your thyroid? And she says, yes, I do. So I said, I guess I'm making progress. But she really turned out to be a very, very eccentric and odd person.
All right. But tell us again about the anger part, though.
Well, she told me about she's been doing shamanic work for 14, 15 years, and yet she's still psychically attacked by people all the time. This is the thing. This was part of her conversation. I said, well, what do you do to protect yourself? She said, well, I do these shamanic blah, 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 but you know what I do is I just email my shaman, and then he comes and he puts a white light around me. I said, but... Did you not know that it was available to you, you know, without the shaman, that you have the power to do that? And I think she told me I was a know-it-all or something like that. And she got very perturbed about it.
All right. And is that what made you angry or what? Or is it, you're talking about her anger?
Her anger. It didn't, you know.
You get women that are angry?
I've attracted a number of women that are angry. And especially on this online dating. So it's like I almost want to give up on a relationship. Although I know there's somebody out there that I could work together with to create a really great relationship. And, you know, when I've spoken to different, beings of light and psychics, they say I have a lot of choices right now.
Yes.
And
well, the thing is, dear one, is that if you are connecting with angry women, you have to understand that this is all, in your reality, a reflection.
Absolutely.
So where's your anger?
Well, certainly I have angers and frustrations about, you know, life in the last several years. But I'm working through them well.
Mm-hmm.
And
are you aware that most everybody on the planet's angry?
No, I'm not.
Mm-hmm. They're angry about something.
That pisses me off.
What's that?
Well, that pisses me off. You know, thank you for setting me up, Galaxis, you know, because, you know, when there's a joke out there, I'm going to grab it.
Good. All right. Yeah, we'll be your setup.
Thank you.
All right. So, but everybody's angry about something.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why we're saying it's so imperative for everyone to do their work. You're not going to find somebody who doesn't have something. All right.
I agree with you.
And you know that. But the point is that when they get angry, there's a part of you that says, I can't deal with that. You put your hands up and go, ooh, and step back. The point we're making is that as a different reaction is to see, well, they're passionate about something. They may be angry at men because they've been disappointed so many times, and
sure,
it's really a sadness, and the anger is really just their, you know, their armoring that they're putting on to try and appear strong and tough and all that kind of stuff. And if you can see through all of that stuff, you can have love and compassion for them. Practice love and compassion for them, understanding that they're going to be angry. Don't take it personally. Don't step back and say, ooh, anger. Because if you do that, you'll never be able to have anything go. No relationship will work.
Yes,
right?
I agree with you.
Okay. So when they're angry, if you pick up that they're angry, then you say, well, oh, and what are you angry about? Or, you know, let them speak about it. What the problem that most people have, and this is men as well as women, is that they're angry, but there's nobody that will listen to them. Who listens to an angry man or a woman?
I do. I listen. I have plenty of friends that are frustrated and angry, and I will listen, and some of these women too. But the dates don't usually last more than one or two dates. You know, and it's
well, that's not something that is a problem of anger, though. That's something of finding whether you and that person kind of, you know, have some kind of way of working through your emotions with each other, if there's some kind of pathway there or not.
Right. Right.
You know, but as far as anger is concerned, you can't really see that one, because everybody's got fear too. And who wants to tap into people's fears either? You know, so the point is that you want to anchor in a higher level on your emotional body. So what you want to do is make sure, number one, you don't take anything personally. Number two, you don't feel that you have to fix anything or solve any problems. Okay. And number three is to have love and compassion for them. Now, if they are so limited in their beliefs. But you're already up in causal plane now working. Okay?
Right.
That you have to say, okay, is their limiting belief going to limit me? Is it going to limit my capacity to love? And how can I have enough love and compassion to be able to lift beyond the limitation of that? Because you have limiting beliefs too. That they might be totally irritated at, you see, because every two people have a very different sense of order and priorities of what's important and what's valuable and so on. And most people have a tendency to take it very personally if somebody has a different sense of order than they do. So one of the things about really having a really great relationship, you can utilize this whole idea about the planes. Okay, emotional body healing. Okay, we're going to do, mental body healing. We're going to look at cause and effect, and we're going to look at impact, and we're going to look at receiving and giving, and then we're going to go into love and compassion. And you can practice that on every person that you come across. And what will be so wonderful is that once you kind of get into that orientation, then the people that you connect with are going to shift a bit. As you have noticed, the people that you connect with are shifting a bit. They're a little bit different. Yes. They're a little bit lighter, more free, more interesting.
Yes.
And it'd be fine for you to have a nice eccentric woman. You know, it's not like you're Mr. Ordinary.
No, that's true.
So you
two of us could make quite a couple, couldn't
exactly,
we?
Exactly. You would be very distinctive.
TV show in itself.
Absolutely. It'd be so much fun. It'd be like, what is it? The Osmonds have their show, they had that. So why not? So that kind of thing. Look at it in that way, as the more quirky, the more interesting. But if that quirkiness comes from twisted, dark, shameful places, then you probably will have to just give them some love and compassion and kind of wander onwards.
And I think I've done that. The irony of this whole thing is, through my 30s and 40s, I had some really fun dating and lots of great relationships and stuff like that. And as soon as I went to my higher 40s, 49, 50, 51, I've had one okay relationship, but, it's just been really hard. It's been very difficult to really connect with somebody that I like and I'm attracted to and have fun with.
Right. Well, we talked with you a little bit about this before, too, is also that when you're with them, you have to make sure of who you are, that you're not back in your trying to be your, 20-something or 30-something self anymore.
Sure.
It's time for you to, you're a greater spiritual being now.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
So that in a way, whoever is more conscious has to, in a sense, lead the relationship.
Gotcha.
Not in a sense that you can tell the other person where they're lacking stuff or what they should do, or it's not up to you to say anything about their path, really. It's not what a personal relationship is about. You're not their guru, right? But what you want to do is demonstrate that greater expanse of self, that greater freedom of self. And generally, what that can do, if the person is ready, they'll lift right up to it.
So this stuff is not really based on my connection with the goddess so much.
No.
Do you have any recommendations for me to get closer and more intimate with the goddess? Because I think I'm being called in that direction.
Well, let's see. Actually, that would be a very... Daniel, put that down as a topic.
Connecting with the goddess.
Yeah. Because we really can't do that in the space of 5 minutes.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
All right. Of course, the first thing in that process would be to honor the feminine within you, which is essentially honoring your emotional body and really letting yourself be heard by you. Really honoring yourself. And that's the first place.
Well, that's great.
That's the first step.
That's wonderful.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. I just really wanted to ask you one more thing. Now that you've learned, you've taught us about this, these different things. When my dad passed, did he go to a higher place because of the work I did with him? Because I believe he went past the, to a higher level of astral plane or causal plane.
The family and the connections and the love that that a person is given will definitely assist them to go to a higher place afterwards.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right.
Thank you, Galactus.
You're welcome. All right. Another one? Any more questions?
Hi, Galactus.
Awesome.
Hello.
Well, I wanted to mention this several weeks ago that there were too many people needing to ask questions. So I'm not really concerned about this, but I just wanted to get your feedback.
Well, now's your time.
I know.
Ta-da!
This was like several weeks ago. I've been doing a few sessions with this healer in Italy who's been really, really, by phone, who's been really, really helpful to me.
What kind of healing is that?
Energetic. I mean, I don't know what to call it. I mean, he goes in and scans everything and sees what he sees. And the very first time I worked with him, which was probably about several months ago, he just saw I was having all that pain anyway, I don't want to go into the details, but he saw blackness on my whole right side, and we were working with that, and mm-hmm. I could feel everything shifting around. And in the process of working with him, and he did tell me this, things I will feel, some of the things more while things are loosening up and things are healing.
Yes.
And that's definitely been the case. Mm-hmm. And the third time I worked with him, which was several weeks ago, we had cleared a lot of things, and we started working on the heart area and insomnia, which I've had for mm-hmm. for years and years and years. And he connected the insomnia with something in my nervous system that needed really to be balanced out. To make a long story short, he went in and did about an hour and a half on the phone, and I could feel, going into my head, and I could feel all this energy moving. I almost felt like I was in a trance state, or like a really mm-hmm. deep meditation.
Yes.
And he did say that it was possible that I would have a very powerful release with this. And so I was, I was not looking for it, but not surprised when two nights later I woke up a couple times in the middle of the night, which I usually do, but the whatever state I was in was different. I could feel this tremendous energy just moving through me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was aware of what was going on in particulars in whatever state I was in, when I wanted to be somewhere in this dream state or whatever it was, astral realm, I'm not sure. Usually in my dreams, I'm trying to get the bus, or I can't find my car, or I'm looking for. And this time, whenever I wanted to be somewhere, I was just there. I moved the energy, and I was just there, wherever mm-hmm. I needed and wanted to be. And the only details I remember of it now, I wrote down more, was that there was three women in the dream at one point who were assisting me. It was like I was never experienced this before, and the word that came to me was astral, but mm-hmm. I never did, as far as I know, astral traveling or anything.
All right.
And it was so powerful. I woke up, when I woke up in the morning, I was kind of like shaking a bit, and I could feel all this energy moving through me, and I actually did, about an hour later, was able to reach him on the phone, which was good. And he did say, yes, that, it's, it's working, and you'll be fine. And
right.
I was, and I haven't been quite the same since then. Mm-hmm. He did, I'm trying to...
Is there a question here?
Yeah, there's a question in that he was working with the heart area, and he did say to me when I spoke to him on the phone last time, have you experienced any sadness yet? Because apparently a lot of stuff was moved around, and I haven't really. And I'm relatively new at working with my emotional body, and realizing that it's totally connected with the physical and a lot of the physical mm-hmm. Challenges that I've had over my lifetime. Yeah, so there's a lot here, and maybe you could just give me some... I'm not clear if there's something I need to address or it would be good for me to address, or if I'm just moving... it feels like I'm moving along just fine, but I could use some feedback, because I haven't been quite the same in a, I feel more grounded or so. Since
well,
that
when you
experience.
Get into working mm-hmm. with your emotional body,
mm-hmm.
which is a good thing, right? Essentially, your healing process and everybody's healing process, everybody's homegoing process, is to learn how to feel intensely and deeply,
mm-hmm.
which most everyone has made tremendous adjustments and compensations and all sorts of strategies to kind of keep the emotions kind of under control, you know, keep them kind of down, keep them kind of calm. And the major way people do that is to go mental, go into the mind, or to go into physical, you know, like bodybuilders and yoga enthusiasts and people into dance routines and mm-hmm. things like that to really get into extreme body stuff, because that can also move a lot of emotional energy.
Right.
Right, but just know that sadness is only one of the emotions you should feel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, all the, what you might say, the quote-unquote limited emotions need to come out. They need to be present. You need to be aware of where they are in your body and where they are in your psyche and where they are in reference to what you do and experience during your day. So just stay focused on feeling. Be aware of what you're feeling, and if it's negative, if it's a negative feeling, see, you got a real issue with this. if it's a negative state, something that you would judge as a negative feeling, like anger or fear or something like that, we suggest that you step into your greater self and intensify the feeling. Just intensify it by choice. So you feel really angry or you feel really, really scared. Mm. And then let it go.
Mm.
All right? And if you feel sadness, feel really sad. Don't go into self-pity. Don't go into despair or all those kind of helpless, hopeless, crazy stuff. But just feel the sadness, because it is a whisper of the divine. It's not a pleasant feeling sometimes to feel, but if you feel it really deeply, you can get to a deep sense of beauty within yourself. So feel deeply. That's what we would suggest.
Well, that's the thing, is I was feeling that way for a while, and now something seems to have tapered off, so I'm not really in that.
That's why you need to, in a sense, be more conscious and deliberate in it.
Okay.
You have to learn how to choose to feel, because otherwise your compensation strategies against feeling will kick in more strongly.
And I'm wondering, because now I'm going through a lot of pain on and off again.
Exactly. See, the more you feel, the less pain you'll have to endure in your physical body, because that's the emotion stuck there in the physical.
Yeah, it feels like it's moving. Everything is moving
right
around.
So right. Focus on that, all right? And that, and recognize that everything that you need will be given to you. Right?
It's almost like I have to, it feels a little bit artificial that I have to magnify the slightest thing that I'm...
No, it's not artificial. It's you by choice overcoming your old resistance trips.
Okay.
You know, and that's something that's positive to your spiritual development.
Okay.
And your healing. All right, dear one.
All
thank
right.
you.
Thank you.